This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Oh, it's about time you admitted it, Jeff.
As soon as I said that,
you
teed Andy up. I hope he hits it out of the park, and he did.
Of course, you think I'm not. That's a fastball right down the middle. I can hit that one.
Here's the thing.
I could do it left-handed.
And this is weird with the trade deadline coming up.
Yeah.
And we're talking Guardians. They've won 9 of 11. They're doing a great job following up that 10-game losing streak. They put themselves back in the radar for the wild card, and that's terrific. Trade deadline's coming up. And there are two completely different thoughts that are out there on Stephen Kwan in particular. And we've heard, you know, four untouchables from multiple big-time reporters. Hoynsey, Buster Olney, ESPN, these are the four guys who are untouchable.
Okay.
And then ESPN comes out, and Jeff Passan, terrific writer from Northeast Ohio, he and Kylie McDaniel, top 50 trade deadline candidates, and they say players are ranked by value for their new team if traded, not likelihood of being dealt. Then why the heck is Stephen Kwan number two on the list? If that's the case, trade Jose, he'd be number one.
I don't disagree with that.
I wonder why Kwan is there. And then Classe's on the list at number 7, and Cade Smith's at number 9. How did three of their four untouchables end up in the top 10?
Can I ask you guys?
I don't get it.
I just on top of that, because I agree with everything that you're talking about, and how do you get yourself this in position? And I know we got a bunch of phone calls on this, but I need to ask you this just really quick, because I've been staring at this every day for the last month. Okay, the Guardians are 3.5 back on the wild card spot right now.
Yeah,
what do they need to be? I'll even give you 2 days, a week from today, to make them say, they don't even have to buy, stand pat. What do they need to be to stand pat?
I think they're there right now.
3.5, you good?
Right where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, by the end of the weekend, they could be up there with Tampa.
This third wildcard team has made the trade deadline just like so ho-hum. Because everybody's
but
still
it's not for us. It's not ho-hum for us.
Here's the thing.
They're in a weird spot right now. They are, because I think traditionally, if you go back to like when they traded Savali, or you even want to go back deeper, you could say when they traded Bartolo Colon, that they were kind of in this spot those years, and they walked in the other direction. Yeah. I don't know that they're walking away from an opportunity. And I say that maybe just because of what Vogt was saying when they were losing. That he still had the optimism, that he still felt. Now, I know that's part of his job, but he was not just talking to talk. And he wasn't wrong. That's the thing about it. They were losing games, but they were losing games that were close and games they probably could have won. And now look, 11 games away from that 10-game losing streak, that they could have won two of those other games, those two games that they lost. So I'm wondering what that number is.
I just think they're there right now. Dano thinks they're there right now. What I would do if you're going to make a trade, I am not making a trade that doesn't benefit me this year, next year, and beyond.
That's a good way to look at it. I wouldn't
just make a trade that benefits me for the rest of this year, because I don't know that the team is worth investing in. But if you can invest big time and add this year, next year, year after that, then I think maybe you make a trade. Anthony is in Elyria. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Anthony.
Good afternoon, fellas. How you guys doing?
We are good, yeah.
All right, good. Hey, you guys were talking earlier about Stephen Kwan playing center and the pros and cons. I'm going to tell you why I don't think he should be playing center.
Okay.
Traditionally, not only do center fielders have to cover more ground, they have to pretty much go from left center to right center, and they're usually going to cover the deepest part of the park. But if you look at all the great center fielders, they have cannon arms. Kwan doesn't have a cannon arm. You know, he has a mediocre arm. He has a left field arm. That's why Barry Bonds and Ricky Henderson never played center, because they couldn't throw. Not only that, center field beats up your body. Look at Ken Griffey Jr. and Mike Trout and all those guys that were running around the outfield all those years, and they all got banged up because center field takes a toll on your body. So I think the Indians are smart by not putting him in center field, because he's a little guy. His body will get beat up. What do you think?
And then maybe that's one of the reasons that his batting average has dropped, you know, each of the last two seasons throughout the season. Maybe it's the same thing, and maybe that's why he's playing left. He's great in left field. I just, with this team, if they ended up getting a couple of guys that they thought were corner outfielders, I'd try Kwan in center. But I understand your rationale is, I think, terrific. It's on the money.
Yeah, you look at all those guys. Kirby Puckett had a cannon. All those guys have cannons. I don't know about today's center fielders because I don't watch baseball much as I used to. The old school guys, they all have cannons.
All right, Anthony. It's a valid point.
I mean, it's been said, though, the speed part. I mean, and I don't think Kwan's where he – I mean, you were talking about there's analytics saying that he slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, the StatCast data will tell you year after year he's slowed down.
But at one point, he was one of the faster guys on his team.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
and
it
then
wasn't
he started
even
dealing with hamstring issues.
Yeah, which is another reason why you maybe don't put him in center field.
Well, you can't shut him down, not where they are now, but if he can get a little bit more rest, I don't know if that
especially
would change.
Especially coming off a three-walk night, and I think, what, he had three walks and two hits or something like that?
Yeah.
Nate's in West Salem. Hi, Nate. Welcome.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Long time no talk to you.
Hey, good to have you. How are you?
Good. Good. So I only want to trade for one player, one position player at the trade deadline, and that's for a catcher.
Oh, good.
I want to make it a sweet deal. I want to put in Rocchio, Santana, and Rodriguez. I want either a major league ready catcher who's playing well, who can hit 275 and play decent defense behind the plate, who's at the big leagues now, or I want someone who has a good catcher in front of them, and we think that he can become that guy. We had not had a catcher in 5, 6, maybe 7 years. We need a good catcher, and it's killing us because we're only going into every game with 8 decent batters. And I say decent, and that's a stretch. So that's it. I'll listen to you guys. Thank you.
All right, Nate. You're with Andy. Andy wants a catcher. Baltimore might have a surplus.
What was the batting average he asked for?
275.
Well, there's only, what, 4, 5?
I was going to say, good luck, you and all of baseball. Because if you can hit and you're a catcher, you're probably playing first base.
Could you get, what is it? Is
Dan,
Hunter,
you like
Hunter
Adley
Goodman?
Rushman?
Hunter Goodman, the kid in Colorado? Is that?
I want to know what's wrong with him. I mean, that guy came out and
with
was,
Adley?
I want to know what's wrong. He came out and was fantastic and has been just slowly getting worse every single year.
Their number one prospect is a catcher.
Again, if you are a catcher who can hit, you're probably playing first base.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah.
Ask Bryce Harper. Ask Gary Sheffield. Ask Craig Biggio. You can play second base. Tom is in Brook Park, future home of the National High School Football Hall of Fame.
How are you guys doing today?
What's up, Tom?
Nothing much. Sorry. Quick thing about the last caller, Jonathan Rodriguez. I don't think a team who would want Jonathan Rodriguez.
Yeah, they're not clamoring for. They're not clamoring for the guys who are hitting 140.
No, they're not. But back to the help about the Stephen Kwan trade. The only thing I know is I have rumors, and my uncle, he was pretty spot on the Josh Naylor trade and the problems it kind of created when they brought up Manzardo. Apparently Josh did not like that. He was telling me months in advance that they were going to trade Josh.
Yeah.
And he told me last month that when we were going to San Francisco, that Kwan, he wants to go home. So he wants to go back to California, and they've already tried to offer him different deals, but he keeps turning it down because he wants to go home. I don't know if he's going to go to the Giants, but I do see the Dodgers. Michael Conforto, who plays left field, he's also a bum. Seems like a ready fit. Not saying I want him gone, but that's what I've heard, and it kind of makes sense.
A little bit. I mean, we said that about a lot of athletes. There's nothing wrong with wanting to go home, too. I get that.
You know, just because a guy is drafted by an organization and comes up in the organization doesn't mean you have to – make that the team you want to play for the rest of your career. I mean, in some cases, we'd like that. But, Tom, I get that. And, you know, I wonder if they're getting those vibes from his agent that he's not interested in signing long term, I would completely answer the phone if somebody calls.
Exactly. I mean, it's a pretty good haul. I mean, if we're looking for power, please do not get another middle infielder if we're going to trade. So that's all I got to say. Trade
right. Tom, thank you very much. Appreciate it, Tom. Just this draft, so loaded with position players with big size and big power, still makes me wonder, you know, moving forward. It's just weird to me that Kwan's name is out there so much. And
again, I'm asking you, is his agent one player? I mean, because he's arbitration. I mean,
next year is in arbitration. Yep.
He's got two more years arbitration, doesn't he?
That is correct.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't see any catcher's eye on the Giants.
But there's only one thing here, though, guys.
They haven't had one since Posey.
Yeah. No.
The situation is pretty simple. Who on the team do you think is a good offensive player right now? There are two guys.
Jose Ramirez, Stephen Kwan, and I'd throw Santana in there, too.
Carlos can be, but he's certainly seen his better days.
Yeah. He can't hit for power like he used to, but he will stand on first base.
Yeah. Carlos is a good Major League Baseball player. But is this team?
I'm going to be honest with you. I want to see what Martinez looks like for the rest of the season.
I do too, man. That guy can play.
Leave him in the lead. Was he in second?
He was center field last night.
The three of us bought a lot of stock early on him, and it looks like it's paying off right now.
Yeah, it go.
He was in center field last night.
And don't take him out. Just leave him there. I'm down with it.
Do you like him at second, or do you like him in center?
Right now, center, I'm fine. I'm good with it.
Then who do you like at second? See, to me, if Juan Brito comes up and if he can get healthy, stay healthy, they need to see what they have in him before Bazana's ready to go, whenever that's going to be. So I could see where Martinez is your center fielder, Brito is your second baseman, and Schneeman is your utility guy playing all over the place and getting some at bats. I mean, I wouldn't put Daniel on the bench and leave him. I think he's done a very nice job. But Martinez needs to be in the lineup. I don't think there's any question about that.
I'm not taking him out. That's it. I'm fine. Leave him in the outfield. I don't care where he's playing. Just keep him out there. Because I have confidence in him in the lineup. Now, maybe I have confidence against him against the Orioles or the A's, and I don't know what that confidence level looks like when you're playing, you know, Detroit late in the season and you're trying to make the playoffs. But, you know, the other guy that's driving me crazy on this team is Rocchio. Rocchio drives me nuts.
You know why?
He's hitting better lately.
Because I want him to succeed.
Yes, that's exactly why.
I want him to succeed.
And yes. He's the answer at shortstop, unless he isn't. And that's why you want to see him, because he's got a good glove. We know he had some issues early. He's got a good glove.
He does.
At times we saw him hit well late last year, playoffs. He looked terrific. And that when you saw that Brian Rocchio, you thought, there's our guy. That's done. That's it. And here's the other thing. If it's not him, who is it?
Well, supposedly Gabe Arias is starting to get healthy.
Yeah, I know.
So that's the one that they all keep pointing to.
Exactly, right? But who would you rather have playing shortstop?
I'd rather have Rocchio. Do we not hate the fact that Bazan is not even in this conversation right now?
Well, he's not a shortstop.
He's not.
No, I'm just saying, for middle infield, I don't care. Like,
he's in the Arizona complex league. He's in the Phantom Zone, man. We're in that dimension in between the, you know, where Superman was in jail. That's where we are.
The Arizona complex league.
You just gave
this.
It away. Not everyone's seen the movie yet.
I told you a week. We said a week.
Wow, I can't believe you did that.
He's in the Phantom Zone. That's all it is. He's in the Phantom Zone,
which is located at Mentor Headlands. Is that weird?
Like that. Yeah,
isn't that weird?
Might be.
That was weird. It's Mentor Headlands.
That's where I am with Bazana. He's in the Phantom Zone. The minute he becomes an actual person who can affect this team, we will take him out of the Phantom Zone.
Absolutely. Coming up next. Dano, I haven't bounced this one off of you. Coming up next, Andy, you ready?
You just want to bounce it off him?
Three of Menigan's favorite things. Baseball.
Yeah.
Milwaukee.
Telephones.
Food.
Oh.
All rolled into one. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.